Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spectre has found some bold predictions that you Chiefs fans, these are not from us. I didn't make any of these.
Yeah.
These are the bold predictions made by you, the fan. Mm. So Spectre is going to read us his hottest takes, and we're going to pick the one that we most agree with. Sound like a plan?
I think that sounds great.
This is what happens on Twitter. This is what happens for first preseason game. All right, I got four of them. Number one, the Chiefs win a home playoff game this season. Number two.
Hold on.
Oh, you want to stop there?
Hold on.
Arrowhead's really
tough,
though.
That was so hot.
Hold on.
You get the home advantage in the playoffs? I mean, the Chiefs don't lose, especially games at night at home in the playoffs, do they?
Hold on. You're telling me that it's possible to win your division and then in the additional games they give you to determine who is going to win the Super Bowl, you can win that game. That's what you're telling me. Because I've seen a lot of Chiefs playoff games. It doesn't feel like they understand what the objective of the home playoff game is. Like, the point of being at home in these playoff games is to have the advantage. The point of being the home team is you work so hard during the regular season, you can sleep in your own bed. You don't have to travel. You're comfortable. You're familiar. The Chiefs, you know who's really comfortable at Arrowhead in these playoff games?
The Steelers?
The Indianapolis Colts. They're super familiar with Arrowhead. So I don't even know what this win a home playoff game is. I don't even know if that's possible.
Were you even born the last time? You were what, 3, 4 years old?
Yeah, what year was it?
1990.
Was that Montana?
94.
No, they didn't even play it.
No,
home.
They didn't because that was the they were.
They were on the road in Houston and then went to Buffalo.
Home playoff win.
They only played two games that year. I can't remember.
The hell is a home playoff
I remember when they beat Pittsburgh here with Bill Cowher, I think. Yeah, I don't know.
Foreign Pokemon.
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
It's like a Pikachu. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Pikachu.
No, they did. I'm sorry.
Pokemon?
I mean, that's what a home playoff win. You have no clue what it is. That's what a home playoff
Pokemon
win is.
Pokemon Go. All right.
They did win in January 1994 with Joe Montana.
Oh, good.
January. Okay. Forrest Gump wasn't even in theaters the last time they won a home
Selena
playoff.
Was the number one movie in America.
Wow.
Number two.
Selena might have been alive the last time they won.
That's very true as well. Patrick Mahomes will finish in the top five of MVP voting.
I love me some Patrick Mahomes.
Adam Schein tweeted that one.
No, that's not happening.
You think he's a top 10 QB already?
He's not going to finish in the top five of MVP voting.
If he's a top 10 QB, he's got a shot.
I don't know. I don't think. I would love for that to be the case, but I don't see that happening.
Number three, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, all with 8+ TD catches.
I think that's possible. I think that's really possible.
I really like that one.
I mean, too.
Of all the bold predictions that you've given, that one makes the most sense.
All right,
to
so
me.
We have a leader in the clubhouse right
now. Because the home playoff game, that's not possible.
Never heard of it. Not even
I'm not familiar with it.
As long as they don't play an AFC team in that home playoff game, they should be fine.
Let me ask you this, Beck. Is it possible to win the division, get a home playoff game, and defer and just go on the road and play the game?
They have a better
chance. I think that's what the Chiefs ought to do. Just say, you know what, we're good. We'll go to New England.
Have they been winning a lot of road playoff games over the last 30 years?
They won in Houston. They scored. They hung 50 on Indy.
When did they win?
Oh, come on, Spag.
They haven't been winning a whole lot of playoff games, period. Home, road, or neutral.
The Ravens are also very comfortable here.
Very comfortable.
Yeah. Very comfortable.
That was a bad Chiefs team in a crummy division that year.
Final one. Chiefs have a top 10 defense with a healthy Eric Berry and Justin Houston.
See, this is the biggest, boldest, dumbest prediction.
The four bold predictions. They win a home playoff game. Patrick Mahomes will finish top five in the MVP voting. Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins with 8+ touchdown catches. And the Chiefs have a top 10 defense with a healthy Eric Berry and Justin Houston. What is the hottest take of those four?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think it's a top 10 defense because you're going to go from 28th to 10th. That ain't happening. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's not happening. There's too many unknowns here. Marcus Peters isn't here. We don't know about Kendall Fuller. We think he's going to be really good. Reggie Ragland's still got a puffy knee. Anthony Hitchens can't get on the field. Dirty Dan's hurt. Got a bunch of rookies. No, there's no way this is going to be a top 10 defense.
I'm definitely not counting Dirty Dan and why I don't think the Chiefs can be a top 10 defense
he's got
in the NFL.
Experience, man. He's a BYU guy. It's like Andy.
Out of all of these, the most realistic one is Kelce, Hill, and Watkins catching 8+ touchdown passes this year. If you think Mahomes is going to have a very good season, and many of you think he's going to have a good season, you probably got to throw, what, 30 touchdown passes for that to be feasible? Mm-hmm. I mean, for those three guys to have at least 24 touchdown passes, and you're going to throw touchdown passes to somebody else. Demetrius Harris is going to have one. DeMarcus Robinson is going to have two. Kareem Hunt's going to have two touchdowns. So you at least got to throw 30.
Yeah.
It's not that unrealistic if you think Mahomes is going to have a really, really good rookie season. I think that's the most realistic out of the four bold predictions you just told me. Kelce, Hill, and Watkins all having 8-plus touchdown catches. That'd be a great year for Kelce, who isn't really somebody that gets into the end zone a whole lot.
Yeah, I agree. And if Kelce had 8 touchdown passes, I think he's going to be underneath guy. I think you're going to have Sammy Watkins a lot more, you know, inside the 10-yard line. You throw it to Sammy and he catches. He's got a big body. That to me is the most realistic one of all four of those bold predictions.
Travis Kelce is going to have 11 touchdowns this year.
Why?
I'll take the under on that if you want to mark the tape.
I think Travis Kelce is going to have a monster touchdown
year. Don't write it down on your pad. Don't try to walk it back.
I'm not walking it
do
back.
Do you think? No, you said.
Travis Kelce is going to have 11 plus touchdowns this year.
Okay. What do you want to put on that?
Burrito?
I mean, he's had 12 the last two seasons. If you add both of them together.
He was playing with Trash Smith.
Okay.
Oh my God.
All right. I'm asking you. So you're telling me that's your hot. So your bold prediction is Kelce double digits.
No,
that's your bold prediction?
I don't even want to. I want 11 plus. Travis Kelce will have 11 plus touchdowns.
That's your bold prediction.
Travis Kelce had 8 last year, 4 the year before that, 5 and then 5.
Playing with Chad Pennington, he had those numbers.
Chad Pennington was never a Chief. Stop lying.
Prove it.
All right, so you're telling me your bold prediction is Travis Kelce 11 plus.
Yeah, I'm writing it down here in my notepad.
All right, you can hear on the radio.
All right, you know what? I'll get my bold prediction on the other side.
We've been 2 days without a bet. Carrington 2 days ago said that DeMarcus Robinson will have an Albert Wilson type game this year.
That's real. That's not a bold prediction. That's predicting the future. DeMarcus Robinson's going to have one game that we come on the radio and say that DeMarcus Robinson was one of the biggest reasons why they won the game. I 100% believe that. You don't got to give me the what the hell are you talking about, Ron Sounder. No, I 100% believe it's going to be one game that he has 4 catches for 72 yards and a touchdown, and he's one of the reasons that they won
the
season.
Albert Wilson had a much better game against the Broncos than that.
The Broncos game's not a real game. That doesn't count. The Broncos game does not count. I'm talking about the game against Atlanta. Remember Albert Wilson had that big special teams touchdown?
That was
a reason why he was a reason
like 2
why
years
they
ago.
That was on a punt.
It's still a touchdown. You're telling
that was on
me,
a punt.
You're telling me that, hold on.
That was on a fake punt.
So special teams touchdowns and offensive touchdowns both count for 6 points, right? Last time I checked.
That's not what you said.
I said he's going to have a game in which he is one of the biggest reasons. I don't care how you score a touchdown. You just need to be one to catch it.
Change a little bit of your opinion.
You meant it as a wide receiver.
I didn't know we were putting Dustin Colquitt on the field and having an Albert Wilson-type game.
Okay, all right. Now Josh Moggs
has got to be on the field for DeMarcus Robinson to have a good game.
I was just giving you an example of when Albert Wilson was a big reason of why the Chiefs won. Mm. And he scored a touchdown special teams-wise,
which counts. I
just assume
you meant
counts.
Week 17.
Yeah.
No,
that was a bigger game than the Houston Texans playoff game.
Okay. All right. I don't want to talk to you about that game literally ever again. Once we actually start the Mahomes era, so you have 2 more hours to talk to me about the Chiefs and Texans game in the playoffs. Until then, I never want to hear you talk about it again.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.